Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Let's talk about baseball.
Hello, fantasy managers, and welcome to the First Pitch Podcast. My name is Trevor Huth. I appreciate you joining me here today. And we got baseball happy opening day. I hope to be, well, I guess one of the last to wish you that as the games have concluded. But either way, happy opening day. It is a very exciting time because, hey, baseball's happening again. Some news that is coming out. We're just going to jump right in. Tanner Bibee missed his opening day start today, scratched with an illness. That doesn't sound like anything crazy. Ben Lively started in his place, but certainly something to monitor as, again, he was scratched from his start today. Not worried about it long term, of course, just illness. Hopefully he recovers quickly and he can make up his start sometime soon. Another start that caught my eye, Luis Angel Acuna got the start at second base for the Mets today. It seemed like Brett Beatty was on the way to making that job in the meantime of Jeff O'Neill's injury, but that wound up going to Luis Angel Acuna. So something to watch there, how that plays out between Beatty and Acuna. Who's going to get the starts? Who's going to get second base? Opening day, once again, went to Acuna. Minor trade, Dodgers get Noah Davis for Boston for cash. This isn't going to be too fantasy relevant, but just sharing news with you. The Red Sox were trying to clear a 40-man spot, and they did by sending Noah Davis to the Dodgers. Of course, any pitcher going to the Dodgers must be mildly interesting because they do good stuff. So keeping an eye on that. One of the bigger bits of news I think that I'm going to be watching is Jack Leiter. He is scheduled to start today, Friday, and he was hit on top of the head during batting practice by a fly ball. Now, all the news I've seen on that is that he will be back, or he returned very quickly, at least, and it shouldn't affect his ability to start, but you just never know with some of those things. So certainly something to watch out for as, you know, you dive into, is he going to start today? Is he not? It didn't seem serious, so I guess go on that for right now, obviously. But again, hit on the head, fly ball during batting practice, certainly something to watch to see if there's any lingering effects tomorrow. He returned quickly from everything I saw, so everything should be okay. But Jack Leiter, scheduled to start today. We'll see what happens. Tyler O'Neill continues to be maybe the best opening day hitter of a generation. I mean, start him on opening day every year. It seems like he has a record, a home run on 6 straight opening days. He continued it this year with a 3-run home run. I don't know what it is, man. Tyler O'Neill opening day, he just loves him, and he loves hitting for power on the first game of the season. And last bit of news before we dive into some performances, which, you know, opening day's here, so we're all about who's hitting well and who's doing what. But the White Sox won. They're 1-0. Okay. On a 162-0 pace. Clearly that's going to happen, right? No, obviously not. They did well, though. Put a pretty good whooping on the Angels, 8-1. Nicky Lopez was pitching in relief at one point. Fielder Nicky Lopez pitching in relief, that is. So White Sox taking a win on opening day, certainly notable considering, you know, they set the loss record last year, and starting off on a good note this year, see what happens. Getting into some performances, speaking of struggles from 2024, Tigers former first overall pick Spencer Torkelson was on the bubble of even making the team when spring training started this year. They didn't know if he would start at AAA. They basically said that he's going to have to show something if he's going to make the team. Well, he did. He showed something in spring training. He had a fantastic spring, and he was DHing in the opener today. And speaking of the Tigers, before I jump in farther, if you're wondering who's playing center field, it was Ryan Kreidler was in center field for the Tigers today. Seems like that's going to be fairly normal. They may have some other ways they go about it, but Ryan Kreidler playing center, anyway, Spencer Torkelson, fantastic spring, carried it into today in a way, went one for one officially, that one hit being a home run solo shot, and he walked four times. So Spencer Torkelson, again, we'll see what happens. He may be a guy who goes up and down and has these fantastic streaks, but after a really good spring, he had a really good opening day, home run, four walks. Another hitter of note that I want to mention, Cardinals catcher Ivan Herrera went two for three with a double and a walk, and that double, 109.3 miles an hour off the bat. He hit that thing hard, and if he can show that kind of power, and I mean, he's a catcher that I think could be somewhat of a sleeper. If he's available in your league and you're struggling with catchers, he's a guy that I might consider just going after and even either holding on to or just having in the meantime. Again, 109.3 off the bat, that is saying something. And it was just a double, but certainly the job is his now, right, because they're having Wilson Contreras take over first base. So there is definitely something to be had there, especially now that he's going to be getting regular at bats. I know the catcher position has been kind of hard for the Cardinals in the past because Yadier Molina just outlasted heir apparents like Carson Kelly or Andrew Kisner. But Ivan Herrera was next up, and then Wilson Contreras happened. So he's kind of had a rocky road. If he gets regular bats and regular starts, he could be a very, very interesting fantasy catcher moving forward. Cam Smith with the Astros made his official debut, and he did it going one for three with a single today. Just noting that, I mean, he had his monster spring to earn this spot after just not a whole lot of time in the minors, and one for three in his debut. If he can keep it up, I mean, that could be a fantastic storyline this season. For those of you who are into storylines, for those of you who are in winning fantasy leagues, stay tuned to see how he does. He has a lot of power. Could be really interesting to see what happens with him this year. Speaking of prospects or former big name prospects, Kyle Manzardo with Cleveland. Phenomenal day today. Went three for four, hit a home run, a triple, and a double. Also walked. So he was a single short of the cycle in today's opener. Kind of a forgotten name. I really haven't heard much talk about him at all. I haven't thought much about him at all. I've just been skipping over him in drafts and whatnot. But he was drafted by the Rays, eventually traded to the Guardians, and former top prospect, and he's hitting like it now. I really don't know where that fading quite came from. I mean, obviously a tough year is a tough year, but had a good day today. We'll see what happens. Also, the other aside on the Royals, first baseman Vinny Pasquantino. I know he had kind of a injury scare there towards the end of spring. Started off today well, home run and a double in his opening day game. We had several players today who hit two home runs in games, which is also just good to see. Pretty fun, right? We love to see it. Willier Abreu, outfielder for the Red Sox, hit two home runs. That is notable for a couple reasons. One, I mean, he's coming off a Gold Glove season, right? So you're thinking of Willier Abreu more as a fielder, and what is he going to do fantasy-wise? At least that's how I was viewing him. Two home run day, obviously, is not an indicator of success hitting all year, but if he does have success hitting, that's going to make it really interesting for the Red Sox and how they handle Roman Anthony, because I think Roman Anthony is on at least my mind, because I focus mostly on dynasty and prospects, but where is he going to fit in? And if Willier Abreu is hitting, and you have, you know, Rafael, you have Jaron Duran, like, there's just, the outfield's crowded, and if they're all hitting, it's going to be interesting to see how they play that, who they move around, and what happens there. But Willier Abreu certainly starting his season off well with a two home run day. The Orioles, who we all know have a fantastic offense and are looking for pitching, they had two players with two home runs today. That's Adley Rutschman and Cedric Mullins. Adley had a pair of home runs today. Of course, good to see that. He had the rough second half last year. A guy who, I mean, you just expect to be good, right? Another former first overall pick. And a couple home runs today. Cedric Mullins had two home runs, five RBIs. A very good banner day for the Orioles outfielder. And wrapping up our double home run games, Tyler Soderstrom with the Athletics. A two home run game. Dude can hit. Always been a fan. Got to see him live when he was in high A. And oh my gosh, I have been sold on it ever since. So Again, Willy Abreu, Adley Rutschman, Cedric Mullins, Tyler Soderstrom, all hitting two home runs this opening day. Andrés Giménez hitting a home run in his Blue Jays debut. And Austin Wells with a leadoff home run. So lots of catcher power coming this opening day in terms of Ivan Herrera and his big exit velocity double. A couple home runs from Adley and a home run from Austin Wells. Catcher showing off their pop on opening day. Moving into some pitching of note today. Sandy Alcantara versus Paul Skeens, I think, was the game personally that I was watching heading into today. I mean, why not? It's Paul Skeens versus Sandy Alcantara. Paul Skeens, nasty as always, you know, upper 90s, triple digits, throwing a 96 mile an hour splinker from what I saw. And I mean, Sandy Alcantara just throwing frisbees. It's through a two-seam, backdoor two-seam or front door two-seam, moved a bunch. The stuff is just nasty. And so we know Paul Skeens is Paul Skeens. What I'm watching of that duo, what is Sandy's limits coming off of injury? And from every indication, there isn't going to be any. And that is huge news because he is absolutely nasty. He showed it today. And if he is back in full force and you drafted early, you might have gotten a really good deal on in terms of return on investment for Sandy Alcantara, because oh my gosh, the stuff is still nasty. Sean Burke, I've talked about him a couple times on this podcast prior because he was named the opening day starter for the White Sox. And of course, that leads to the question, is he the next Garrett Crochet? No, he is not. Garrett Crochets do not grow on trees, and they are very hard to find. But Sean Burke still with a fantastic day as their opening day starter. Six innings, didn't give up a run, three hits, and three strikeouts. So the strikeouts aren't exactly where you want them, but didn't give up any runs. So a very good outing for his first one of the year. He did hit Mike Trout with a pitch. I mean, you hate to see it. Leave Mike Trout alone. Let him be healthy. But still, a notable debut of the season for Sean Burke. Hunter Green, I just want to mention, I saw a video of him dotting 100 at the knees, and that's just not natural. That seems unfair, but it works for him. Eight strikeouts, couple earned runs in five innings. We know Hunter Green at this point. He's just going to throw gas. Mackenzie Gore, though, how about his day? If you have not seen it, a dominant outing, six innings, six shutout innings with 13 strikeouts. He was doing anything he wanted up there today, which is fantastic to see. He felt like a guy coming into the year who was going to take a step forward, and hopefully he has. Hopefully this was a coming out party of sorts, and he's going to be a huge riser as the season goes on. Logan Gilbert. Oh my gosh. Okay. He had seven innings, eight strikeouts, gave up an earned run on a couple of hits, but his splitter looked nasty. His splitter was on. His splitter was amazing. It was so good to see from Logan Gilbert. And he was opposite of Luis Severino making his Athletics debut, who struck out six across six shutout innings. So another good pitching battle between those two. And, you know, I don't know if it's good, I don't know if it's bad, but I feel like it's important to mention the outing that Zach Gallen had today because of the perfect symmetry of it all. Four innings pitched, four hits, four earned runs, four walks, and four strikeouts. Obviously, you want him to do better than that, but I don't recall seeing a line like that in a while. Just perfect symmetry of it all is certainly pretty interesting. So those are our main starting performances that I wanted to mention today. Nathan Eovaldi was another one I think I accidentally skipped over, but six innings and nine strikeouts, a good outing from Eovaldi as well. Make sure to keep up with Nick's pitching rankings and all the stuff that's going down on Pitcher List. Of course, we have that stuff happening all the time. A few relievers that I want to mention before we finish up here today. Grant Holmes, reliever. Interesting to see. He was slated as the number five starter for Atlanta heading into the season, and he very well still could be. This is just opening day, long season, but he threw an inning in relief, struck out two, the scoreless inning, did very well, but still interesting usage, I think, is more why this is notable. Grant Holmes out of the bullpen, so certainly something to watch. I think he still probably is slated as their back-end starter. Not too worried about an inning on opening day, but why is my other question. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see what happens with his usage. Follow that along, because I mean, Grant Holmes was a guy I've kind of gone after later in drafts and was hoping would be a usable back end, you know, starter in terms of what he can bring to fantasy. Emmanuel Classe continues his struggles from the playoffs, from spring training. He blew a save today, gave up a run on three hits, one strikeout, but seems like the struggles are just going on for a guy who was talked about as should he get Cy Young votes because of his performance last year. And the stuff still is nasty. It should be there, but again, didn't have it today. We'll see what happens as the season continues. This has been enough of a trend where it's starting to get a little worrisome. I mean, I get he's going to have a long leash, so it's not like he's just going to be taken out of the closer role anytime soon. If he is, you're looking at Cade Smith to probably get those saves. They also have Paul Sewald. They have a pretty good amount of guys who could fill in, but they're going to hope Class A figures it out. He should figure it out, but blown save today. Devin Williams also gave up a run, but he struck out too, and he did get the save in his game today with the Yankees. So a couple notable relief performances there. As of right now, I'm going to take a quick time out. We come back. We're going to look forward to tomorrow. Some things that I want to look out for in terms of fantasy and just in terms of baseball tomorrow. We'll be right back. Appreciate you listening to the First Pitch Podcast. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. Appreciate you joining me. My name is Trevor Huth. It is opening day. We have had a lot of stuff going down. A lot of interesting performances, good performances, my goodness. But tomorrow, or today rather, today there are some interesting things to watch. I mentioned earlier that Jack Leiter took a fly ball off of his head in batting practice. Now, he returned quickly to the field, and every bit of news I have seen says he will be making the start today. But just, I'm kind of watching the news. Okay. He had a really good spring. I'm very interested to see if the step forward and stuff that he had in spring is going to hang around for regular season, but he got hit on the head. They may want to push him. Something may happen. You just kind of never know. He should be fine based on everything I've read, but definitely be watching the news throughout the morning to see if he'll get pushed or if he will in fact make that start. He should. Last I saw, he was hitting 100 on four consecutive pitches, which you know, which is good. So we'll see. You hope he's healthy and hope he can continue that step forward. Another thing I'm watching, Jack Flaherty making his season debut against the Dodgers, who the Tigers traded him to last season. He won a championship ring there. But what's a little bit more notable about this is the Dodgers are slated to hand out championship rings. And Jack Flaherty's supposed to start the game, so you doubt he's going to be involved in that ceremony. They're going to have to figure something else out for him. I just wonder how that will, I don't know, affect competitiveness, affect something, but going to be interesting to watch. I mean, obviously, I'm going to be watching anyway because go Tigers. I couldn't pull it out today, but that's beside the point. This isn't a Tigers podcast. So Jack Flaherty set to pitch today against the Dodgers on the day they give out championship rings. Interesting. Final thing I want to mention, Brett Beatty. It looked like he was going to get the bulk of starts, at least from what I read, it seemed like he would be getting the bulk of starts at second base. He did not start on opening day. That was Luis Angel Acuña. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic. It's only, you know, short term as of right now, but they're probably trying to earn, you know, different starting spots once Jeff McNeil returns. So who gets the starts? How does that play out? Is it a lefty-righty thing? What is their plan? Acuña versus Beatty. Acuña got the start on opening day, but it seems like, and John Heyman tweeted, that Brett Beatty should get plenty of starts. So I'm interested to see how long it takes him to get a start. Will it be today? Will we have to wait a little bit longer on that? The way he looked in spring, I'm kind of bought into him breaking out this year. It can happen. Happened with Mark Vientos last year. We'll see what happens, but he needs the playing time in order to do it. So definitely watching that Mets second base battle, that or how it's handled, at least right now. Before I sign off, I want to remind you to sign up for PL Pro if you have not already. Lots of great stuff happening there. We have a Discord where you can ask questions. Of course, we share news in there all the time. It's very active. You could talk to me. You could talk to Jake Crumpler, the other host of First Pitch Podcast. You could talk to all of our wonderful writers. Make sure to keep checking out the site as well. Appreciate you guys listening. And of course, happy opening day. We have a full season of baseball ahead of us, and I cannot wait. This has been the First Pitch Podcast on Pitcher List.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.